Then, from far away, across the airwaves,
all transmitters to full, all receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling.
I've got a message for everyone in a record company. We don't care if you lose your job. You've ruined music. Now get out the smoothers out of the way, the people that smooth the sound off, and let the musicians have the music the way they want it, and not the way you think the grandmothers and three-year-olds are going to buy it, because this is not about three-year-olds or grandmothers. This is rock and roll.
Hello, this is Show 75, Radio Clash. Yes, we're 75, and this one's for Joe. Yeah, this is a show especially for The Clash and Joe Strummer, a special edition.
This is Radio Clash, assuming one transmission, beaming from the mountaintop using horror ammunition. With extreme prejudice, we're trying to terminate our mission. This is Radio Clash, consider your position.
Hello and welcome to show 75 of Radio Clash, and this is the show which is called This One's for Joe, which is a Clash special show. It's a show purely about The Clash, just like the Ivor Cutler show. It's an artist special, and I'm going to include loads of Clash originals, my favourite Clash songs, Clash mashups, Clash covers, and anything else starting with Clash. It's going to be a good one. I've played sort of various Clash tracks across the whole of the last 75 shows of Radio Clash. Certainly, I felt that there needed to be a show just for them, because I felt that, you know, it was a bit bad that I hadn't done a special on them, and also I felt a bit embarrassed I hadn't actually played more of them. I love The Clash. I call the show Radio Clash for many reasons. I mean, partly, I worked on the London Booted album, which I'm going to play a track in a minute, partly because of that, but also just because it's a great name and it's a great track. And it's strange, my love for The Clash has grown because of the show, as well as because I probably didn't know as much as I probably should have done about the Clash. Everyone thought it's a bit like the bit in Hitchhikers with the towel. You know, you should always have a towel because people assume you have all the rest of the things. You should always name your podcast after a band song or name because everyone assumes you're an expert on that band, which wasn't true. I'm not sure I'm an expert now, but certainly I know a lot more. The reason why it's called This One's for Joe is because it's dedicated to Joe Strummer, and I'm a big admirer of Joe Strummer and his politics and what he did. The Clash in general. I mean, I think they were all very talented. I mean, Mick Jones went on to produce the Libertines and Baby Shambles, and now got his own band, and went on to do other bands. But it's I think the politics is what I like about the Clash. The fact that politics, energy, punk, and they didn't sell out and do a sort of a reunion tour, which I think is a big plus in my book. And they switched a lot of people onto politics. Apparently, the guy who went on to head the Fire Brigade Union actually was politicised through a Clash concert, which is, I think, was the Rock Against Racism gig, which I don't know if that's the one which John organised, because John organised, was one of the organisers of Rock Against Racism, one of the shows. A little bit of background: the Clash started in 1976, they supported the Sex Pistols, so they're one of the first punk bands. So you kind of like the Sex Pistols had the attitude and the clothes, and the Clash had the politics and the manifesto. The lineup sort of changed fairly early on, but Joe Strummer and Mick Jones were involved, and there was Keith Levine and Terry Chimes, though called Tory Crimes on the first LP. Then they got a new drummer in, which is Topper Headon, and then Paul Simonon, who became the kind of the classic lineup. Then Topper Headon left because of heroin usage. He got chucked out of the group in 1982, and then of course Mick James was chucked out in 1983 due to apparently musical differences. And so they went on until about 1986, but the last album is not very good. And there won't be any tracks from the last album, sorry, but there will be some from the later Joe Strummer and Bad Stuff. I think we're going to start with a track from London's Booted, which was actually the first track I played on Radio Clash. It wasn't this one, but it was another track from London Booted, because it just seemed appropriate. So 75 Radio Clashes later, it's appropriate to play another one. So this is Blow Up. This track called Burning. And London Booted, a couple of years ago, was organised by Richie Culture Deluxe as a sort of a tribute to the London Calling LP, which is the most classic LP that everyone knows of the Clash. But it's the 19 tracks in the original were all booted. And last year, it was released on vinyl through Prank Monkey. So if you check out www.prankmonkey.co.uk, you can actually buy it on vinyl. This next track is one by Don, otherwise known as Blow Up at the time. Don is now part of the Pirate Sound System, who I went down there and took pictures the other night. So you can probably see those. You can see those on my Flickr. This is a version of London's Burning, which is called Burning. I think it's got loads of other things in there as well. And it's an inimitable kind of like a sort of dancehall, electro, ravey kind of style. I hope you enjoy this. I'll speak to you soon.
Down. are extremely beaten.
Discrimination may go, but prejudice will always be there.
Take six for the gonads and sling him right off the edge of this planet.
Wedge, wedge, head and fold out. روز علی سیر شیخی سوگ کبیر رابط به سمتر بیر کند بنا و لحنش تفنه في رأس المل
شریف و لایک
بالدير يضرب من الحدود خرجوا من الحدود خرجوا خرجوا من الحدود
شريف و لايكيت رب الكسبة رب الكسبة شريف و لايكيت رب الكسبة رب الكسبة جماعة عم تبدل الريح مين جاي بدلوا الميزان والناس سمعوا الصوت صوت القصبة
Rashid Taha with Rock El Kasbah, a brilliant conversion of the song that was written by Topper Hedden of Clash, the drummer. It was actually quite good musically and quite talented, so he actually wrote Ivan Meets G.I. Joe and Rock the Kasbah, which is their biggest hit, and of course it was their biggest US hit, and very large, and there's about 5,000 covers of it and about 50,000 bootlegs of it, so hence that little Kasbah section. Before that was, others are the best Kasbah bootlegs, I would say. I've tried them all, well, most of them. Before that was Crying My Console with I Snapped the Kasbah or Got the Power. Then before that was Dunproofing with Kasbah Wonder, a track which I've been storing for ages because I wanted to play that on this show, and also initially I wasn't totally sure about it, but I've really, really grown to it now. I thought it's one of these things with bootlegs, sometimes the vocals don't are slightly different or they're pitched slightly different and you think, not sure if that works, and then you listen to it a couple of times and think, actually no, it does work. And then before that was the Solar Twins, a great cover version of Rock the Kasbah. And then before that was Big Audio Dynamite, the band which Mick Jones formed after being chucked out the Clash in September 1983 by their famous Clash communique, which I'd love to read, but I think it was political and musical differences, or I think mostly musical differences. the Sunday Best, and before that was Blow Up with Burning, which is of course a mix of various things, but mostly London's Burning off the London Calling album. So that's I hope you enjoyed that little sort of mix. That's probably the danciest I'm going to do, and probably the only kind of like mix I'm going to be doing for the rest of the show. Now we're going to have some of the various covers, and I've included a couple of covers in there. I've been searching for a lot for the very good Clash covers that are out there, because there's quite a few covers, but they don't really do them justice. And the ones I'm going to play after this next bootleg, in a short while, are probably some of the best covers that I'm playing during the show. But this is probably the best bootleg that's ever been done using the Clash, using the other track, which they probably lesser known, but actually probably more influential than Rock the Casbah in a weird way, in sort of the post-punk way, is Magnificent Seven, which is a great track, which is off the Sandinista album, which I know people have mixed feelings about a Sandinista album, because it's kind of like two, three albums. And it's got some very odd stuff in there, like Hitsville UK, which is someone could do a really good cover version of. I think the original was a bit like, obviously the band just didn't want to sing it, already messing around the studio. And a very strange version of career opportunities with kids singing. So this is Magnificent Romeo by Basement Clash, or Basement Clash by Magnificent Romeo, which is basically Basement Jack's. I thought it was Soulwax, because actually it was Basement Jack's. I've played it on the show before as Soulwax, but actually it's Basement Jack's. And this is one of the first bootlegs I really got into, and made me check out the original track. So hey, it's a good one. You know I just didn't make your mind up. It's gonna be getting on and so. You used to be my Romeo. Cause you see my dear, I have enough of keeping quiet about all this stuff. You're new acting like a yo-yo. You used to be my Romeo. You keep on giving me the hold up. You know I wish you'd make your mind up. Cause when we get it on, it goes so on. You used to be my Romeo, Romeo. Can't you see, my dear, I have had enough of keeping quiet about all this stuff. Beyond erotic like a girl.
On the pillow, I drop my tears. never knock. Every job I offer used to keep you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knock. I hate the army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the jungle. I hate the seven savage blues. I won't open that phone for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knock. Every job they offer used to kick you off the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knock. I wanna never knock. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the world that never knock.
judgment day, with nothing to say. I've been beat up, I've been thrown out, but I'm not down, I'm not down. I've been shown up, but I've grown up, and I'm not down, I'm not down. So you walk around and think that you're the toughest in the world, the whole wide world, but your street's away from where it gets the roughest. You ain't been there. I've been beat up, I've been thrown out, but I'm not down, no, I'm not down. I've been shown up, but I've grown up, and I'm not down, no, I'm not down. I've lived that kind of day, when none of your sorrows will go away. Down and down and down some more depression. But I know there'll be some way when I can swing everything back my way. Like skyscrapers rising up, floor by floor, I'm not giving up. Giving up. Cause I've been beat up, been thrown out, but I'm not down. No, I'm not down. I've been shown up, but I've grown up, and I'm not down. No, I'm not down. I've been beat up, I've been thrown out, but I'm not down. I'm not down. I've been shown up, but I've grown up, and I'm not down. Someone else's leg.
nation with their guns and ammunition. Police at the ease in the street.
Oh yeah.
Fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Genocide.
Police and Thieves by The Clash, or originally written by Junior Mervin and Lee Scratch Perry. So that's a case of them covering, a rare case of them covering a track. Clash tend to do a lot of originals. They didn't do that many covers. They did some, and that's probably one of the best covers. That's from their first album. Then before that was from Sandinista, again, was Lose This Skin, and that was with Tim and Dog, who, not Tim and Dog, Timon, T-Y-M-O-N, who was a busking partner of Joe Strummer before he actually hit the big time when he was in the 101ers, which is a band that was before The Clash, and actually taught him how to play the mandolin. So he brought him in to sing on that track and play the violin, and later on he joined the Mescaleros, which was the band that Joe Strummer formed after Clash, and in 2002. So it's quite involved. I love that song. It's something about the lyrics. You know, I'm going to lose this skin that I've been living in. It's kind of like, you know, wanting to change and wanting to move on to something else. And I find, I don't know, it has a lot of resonance with me. And then before that was Thea Gilmore with I'm Not Down. That's I'm Not Down's off the London Calling album. And that was from an uncut magazine CD. But I really liked the cover version. I mean, it's kind of quite different from what you'd expect. I mean, she's a classic sort of singer-songwriter. It's almost country, actually. And one of the tracks I almost played was, of course, there's a Dwight Yoakam version of Train in Vain, which is pretty good. It's pretty good, but you might hear some other country tunes later on in the show. And then there was before that was New Know Your Rights by Primal Scream off Kowalski, and I'm surprisingly very good. I love the way this sort of got the production. And it's actually quite different. I was quite surprised. I downloaded that thinking, "Oh, this is going to be not very good." No, I was pleasantly surprised, as I was when I saw them live at the went to the album chart show. Adrian Pegg of Britcaster got me and Kirk tickets, and we saw them live, and they rocked. They rocked seriously. Even they must be approaching their 50s now, at least late 40s. They just blew everyone else off stage, including Matt from Busted with his new rock direction, Richard Hawley, who's pretty good, and Morning Runner, who are in this week's Boys in London. They're quite fashionable at the moment, but they were like Keen cross with Supergrass but with less tunes, so that was very, very cool. So if you ever get to see Primal Scream live, I do recommend it, especially when they did Moving On Up, and they did some of the new album is incredibly heavy. I mean, we were sort of going metal, because it was getting that way, definitely. No, Primal Scream aren't really a metal band, but it was heavy. And then before that was Career Opportunities by The Clash, and then Magnificent Romeo from Basic Clash. Career Opportunities, of course, of their first album as well. That's the one they had a strange cover on, Sandinista with Children. The Junior Mervyn, apparently they did that in a break in the rehearsal studio. It wasn't supposed to be on the first album. They just started playing it and thought they'd record their own version. And they did quite a few versions of dub tracks. They kind of really fiddled with them. They were really into sort of dub reggae. They were, along with the Slits, they were just so into that kind of dub sound and the whole sort of crossover. And, of course, Lee Scratch Perry produced the Complete Control single. And also Mikey Dredd did some mixes for, well, some production for Sandinista, and also worked on Bank Robber. I'm going to play some sort of dub bootlegs and some dub related tracks now. This is a track by Lumpsido, which is called Beats and Guns. They did a track called What About Brixton, which is almost like a retread of this on the London Booted album, but this predates it. And of course, the bass line for Guns of Brixton, everyone knows, was used, or I know, I don't think everyone knows, used for Dub Be Good to Me, the Beats International track, and that was like, was it 1991? But this is using that bass line and a bit of that as well at the start, and loads of other things, as I think this sort of period Lumpsido, they tended to chuck everything, including the kitchen sink, and it worked.
I don't know about you, but I got a meeting with the Secretary of Dancing. He tell me that the hustle is on the way out, and we gotta come up with a new rhythm. Fuego.
you see me now when I use me one fist. Me girl them a sing this. I get you lit. Welcome the girl them sugar. The girl them need this the fire. Welcome the girl them sugar. The girl them need a need a ya.
But oh, the guns of Brixton. Ooh. my mama, look there. Your children are playing in the street again. Don't you know what happened down there? A youth of 14 got shot down there. The cocaine guns are jammed downtown. The killing clowns are blood money men. Shooting those Washington bullets again. As every cell in Chile will tell the cries of the tortured men. Remember Allende and the days before the army came. Please remember Victor Jara in the Santiago Stadium. Es verdad, those Washington bullets again. And in the Bay of Pigs in 1961, Havana for the Playboy and the Cuban Sun. For Castro is the color is a redder than red. Those Washington bullets want Castro dead. For Castro is the color. Spray of lead. Sandinista. For the very first time ever, when they had a revolution in Nicaragua, there was no interference from America. Human rights in America. The people fought the leader and up he flew. With the Washington bullet, what else could he do? If we can find an Afghan rebel that the Moscow bullets missed, ask him what he thinks of voting communist. Ask the Dalai Lama in the hills of Tibet, how many monks did the Chinese get? In a war-torn swamp, stop any mercenary and check the British bullets in his armory.
Hello, hello. The reason the show has stopped him is because they are filming. We come here to play to the people, not a bunch of arseholes sitting at home on television. And all these people are trying to do is rip you off. Now, do you want the filming stopped? Do you want the clash? Well, come on.
No underground, thunderpounds when I stomp the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who won't stop, don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Weatherman telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet, in the silk suit trying not to sweat. Hitting somersaults without the net. But this be the year that we won't forget. 1999, Alabama, anything goes. Do what you wanna be, long as you know consequences are given for living the fences. Too hot to jump in jail, too low to dig, I might just touch hell. Hot, get a life, now they on sale. Then I might catch you a spell. Look at what came in the mail. I'm scared as Arm and Hammer. Sobo grill and a baby mama. Black Cadillac and a pack of Pampers. Stack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home, things are wrong. When I really it was bad all along. Before you left ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe there's always more. Ah! Don't put a thing out unless you plan to bang. The bang unless you plan to hit the thing.
Dose, trace, it's on. Did you ever think of him rock a microphone like that? There, body was still stay street. Big things happen every time we meet. Like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcast bumping up and down the street. Slam back, Cadillac, bye-bye. Nigga, D75, MC's freestyle to the beat. Cause we get crunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you throw the punch. Supposed to meet you good, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl for a year, Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, quit it. Rag top, before you re-up, get a laptop. Make a bid for your yourself what sets some goals. Make a fat dime out of dusty cold. Reckon number four, but we on the road. Hold up, slow up, stop, control. Like Janet, planet, stake only, it's only a moving life floor. Come straight to Florida. Lock all your windows, then block the quarters. Put it up on bell, cause the whip is in order. Like a three-piece fish before I cut your daughter. Your kettle talk a bell, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the five. On my microphone beam, trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, well, you bet not high. Cause the Dundee family gon' ride.
Don't pull the thing out, unless you plan to bang.
That's some bloke called Instamatic. I never heard of him. With Spanish Bombs. That's off the Over Baghdad. That's from the London Booted album. And that was my contribution. I've not played it on the show before because I was always a little bit kind of... It was a little bit rushed because someone pulled out at the last moment. And I, as with the Parks Closed album, had to fill in last minute because someone pulled out. So I was still quite proud of it. And it got a lot of press at the time. And the history behind that track was that... I had the song Spanish Bombs. Spanish Bombs is about the Spanish Civil War. It mentions Lorca. It mentions, and it relates it to the what was happening or still happening over the things like the Basque separatists and ETA and all that sort of things. The current struggle with also what was happening in the 1930s and the Spanish Civil War. And the day I was supposed to work on it, the Madrid bombs happened. So I thought, oh, fuck, what do I do now? And so I thought, well, there's two things you can do. I can either just totally ignore this and just give in and just not do this track, or I have to then say, well, okay, events have happened, let's use that. So, of course, I then use Outkast's Bombs Over Baghdad, called it Spanish Bombs Over Baghdad, and it was kind of like within about 3 months, not because of this track, the Spanish actually pulled out of Iraq, and I don't think they were in Afghanistan, but they pulled out all their troops. And then before that was Washington Bullets. That's for Bicycle Mark, and I played it on his show. Very good track, still incredibly pertinent. That's about Nicaragua and the Iran-Contra affair. Also it mentions Victor Jara with in Santiago Stadium, who's a folklorist who got his hands broken and then was shot for just being a singer. So, and he's talked about that on one of his shows, and sort of educated me on that. And I do really like that track. But the whole Iran-Contra affair, you know, with Reagan doing arms for hostages, I think we're seeing the fruition of that now with what all this threatening with Iran. So, great. It goes to show you that US foreign policy is sometimes its own worst enemy. Well, quite a few times it's its own worst enemy. A bit of politics. Well, this is the political section. And then before that was Guns of Brixton by the Honey Dippers. That's from This Is Rockabilly Clash, which is a rockabilly version of the Clash, of all Clash tracks. And it's, I think rockabilly was definitely from the kind of the sort of pub rock side of the 101ers from Joe Strummer. He was definitely, and his style and the way he dressed, whatever, definitely rockabilly influenced. And then you had the punk side, and you had dub, and you had all these. The Clash were just this crossover of different things, which what made them so good. And then before that was a Lumpsy Doe with Beats and Guns, which is a mashup including millions of things. I'm going to list them all, but mainly the Clash version, or the Clash original version of Guns of Brixton. And also bits of Dub Be Good to Me and various other things. And the thing about Lumpsy Doe is that they do sort of dub bootleg so well, because actually I think one or two of them are in a dub band. They are that's their kind of day job or their side project. I never found out who they are outside of that. I think they tend to, because the French are a bit more anal about copyright, they tend to sort of retain a certain distance, I think. But yeah, they apparently or have done or have a long time been doing playing dub. So I'm now going to play some this is the more quieter ending of the show. When the Clash broke up in 86, Joe Strummer tried to actually reform the Clash and get Mick Jones back, and Mick Jones wasn't interested, and formed Bad, then Bad 2, Big Audio Dynamite. But they did collaborate on various projects. He worked with they worked together. He did a sort of couple of soundtrack albums. They worked together on a second Bad album and various other things. So it wasn't kind of as acrimonious, but certainly Mick Jones wasn't interested in reforming the Clash, and then Paul Cinnamon went off and became a graphic designer, went back to graphic design, and then apparently that's probably the main reason why they never reformed, which is really sad, because they were in discussions of doing a live tour when he died in 2002. So this is why this show is for, it's for Joe. It's very sad what happened to him, and he was always fighting for, you know, always fighting for other people, always just kind of saying, you know, putting in lyrics how much he sort of cared for people, and also how much, you know, people should actually just keep an open mind regarding music and politics and life and whatever. And he worked on, this is from the last album they did, which he died during, of, which is Streetcore, after many, many years of record label contract hell, which is the reason why it was like pretty much almost like 10 years before he recorded anything. It's because he was in this big dispute that with Sony. So to actually go and do a solo career with another label. So if you think, oh, it's a shame Joe Strummer didn't more, blame fucking Sony. And so then he did three albums under the Mescaleros. The first one's a bit meh. I mean, some of it's good. And it's from 99. The second one is very good, and Streetcore has some amazing tracks on it, like from Wilson to Cricklewood. This track, which is actually wasn't recorded for this, it was recorded for a Cash, Johnny Cash single, which he did with he did a sort of single with Johnny Cash for a sort of fan club thing, and this is Joe Strummer's cover of the Bob Marley Redemption song. Hope you enjoy it.
Old pirates, yes they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it, we got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Old pirates, yes they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look. Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, these songs of freedom. 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, these songs of freedom.
Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash from 1979. That's from an recording album as well. There's a running theme throughout the show. And then before that was Redemption Song by Joe Strummer. A great cover. Great cover. A very, very sort of emotional song. That's the end of the show. I'm not going to do many shows the next couple of weeks. If you looked at my Live Journal blog, you would know that I've got loads of things coming up. I've got a mix I've got to do for the 6th of June, the 666 pop mix, part of the noisy six thing. So noisy six on 666. Very appropriate. I'm trying to work out loads of satanic pop songs as well, such things to put in there. Then I'm actually DJing at Uber on the 30th of June. That's exclusive, you hear it here first. So I'm going to be kind of doing warm up in this, I think, in the sort of the pink room or whatever it's called, the main room of the bar. I always think it's the better room. I don't like the main kind of dance floor-y room. It's a bit too much like entertain me. I'll be probably doing, I'm not exactly sure when, but it's gonna be Friday the June the 30th, and I'm probably gonna drag John along, which will be quite interesting. If I'm trying to find some handle bootlegs, I'll play one, but I don't think there are such things unless I make one. So I've got loads of, I'm gonna do some bootlegs and planning a set for that, and also I've got to do some, it's 6 months now to playing in San Francisco in November. The US lot are all going over to we're going over to San Francisco in November. Ian Fondue, me, Super Collider. I played Fondue Meltdown before. Super Collider, he did the Black Metal Tarantula mix. Who else? I think, I'm not sure if Matt Cat is going or not. It was possible. And Phil and Dog. Who else? And Joff. And maybe a few other people, so it's going to be a cool one. But I need to sort out some tracks for that. So I'm going to have a summer break. What else is happening? I think that's all news. Oh yes, and I'm going to play a little voice message or a little audio submission from Steve from the Chaos Report, who's a listener of the show. Hello.
I need to kick off with a couple of thanks as well. Thanks to Tim and to Jeb, who. They don't know this at all, but they've been keeping me alive and sane because they both do, between them, a couple of absolutely cracking podcasts. Tim does Radio Clash and Jeb does 50 Pound Note. So I have been listening to those on the long flights to and from Lisbon from London. The flights are, about 2.5 hours airtime, and then by the time you've fucked around at the airport either side, you're looking at about sort of four and a half hours end to end. And I've been downloading their podcasts and listening to those. So check them out. That's
So thank you, Steve, for that shout out on your show. The Chaos Report is one of the UK podcasts. Do check it out. The other news that's happening is I'm going to be involved with Britcaster. They've got like a promo which they do like a they do like 7 or 8 shows in one show, and we do like 5 minutes. So I'm doing the next one. I'll do it this weekend. I'll probably do it tomorrow. So that'll be up soon, so check out brickcastle.com and keep an eye out on that, and I'll post it on the blog. And I might be appearing on, we're trying to arrange maybe something with a night nurse show, sort of going around, guesting on that, which would be really good. Yeah, that would be fun. So, and maybe some, you might hear Scott on the show again in the future. I'm sure you will, actually. So, and hopefully the next Kirk show. So we're kind of like trying to push Kirk to sort of do another one a bit more quicker than 5 months. But anyway, I saw him last night, and we were trying to think of a summer song to play out with for my last Clash for the last 3 or 4 weeks plus. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take to do stuff. So my summer break. But I think probably the only one I think of is the next one I'll play, which is a going back to the start of the show, where I played a bit from London Calling, the Joe Strummer show he did in 1999 on the World Service, which I'm going to drop some of those in the feed because they are really good. I only have show one and show two. So if you have a Joe Strummer popping up in some kind of like a radio rip, it's me, sorry. So this is Prozac for Lovers, London Calling, which last time I played this was after the bombing in London in sort of 7/7 of last year. So slightly happier circumstances this time, but it's a beautiful cover, much better than, say, what Nouvelle Vague are doing. It's been emotional. And I'll see you in about 3 or 4 weeks, unless I crack, which is possible with kind of like leaving these sort of things. But I need to actually get down and do some other work. So I'll speak to you soon. Look after yourself, and have a good summer.
top.